Reflection by Father Luis Zazzano. Mark 9:41-50. Salt your life. 1. Reward. When you work for God, you receive more than you imagine, and I'm sure you can testify to that. It is important for every Christian to be able to carry out his apostleship. Perhaps visiting a sick person, listening to someone, or getting together with others and cooking for people in need. I can assure it will warm your heart, and more importantly, do something to help others will make them feel they're not alone. Remember that there is nothing that you do for someone else that goes without reward. 2. Scandal. I know we are living hard times in the church. Every now and then there is a scandal. We cannot be indifferent to this, and we cannot say nothing has happened here. In every family there are problems and things that hurt. In our family, the church, is just like any other family in that respect. The problem is that as this family is so large, there are many problems, and they become known very quickly. Also, there are times you and I are tempted to scandalize others by what we say or do. We are incoherent. Let's ask God for forgiveness for the times we've scandalized and hurt others with our words or actions. Let's pray for the church as well. Jesus told us that no one will destroy it, but we must pray for those of us who are part of it so that we may be strong in these difficult times and for those who are not part of it and attack it. Difficult times, times of saints. 3. Peace. This is how today's gospel ends, reminding us that there are two things that we have to work towards in this life. Salting our life to give it flavor, and finding peace through that flavor. Ask yourself if what you are doing fills you with peace. If so, I can assure you, you're walking on the right road to holiness. Remember, something good is on the way. God bless you and guard you in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.